WMobile. T-Mobile.
Again, KO4HX here.
How you doing this morning? Already down the mountain?
I'm on here, out here on 290, coming up on Sandy Flat. If I can keep from getting run over, my truck behind me and deer in front of me.
90's getting worse and worse, isn't it?
It definitely has its moments. The deer run out in front of me this morning. Had to get on brakes pretty hard and the truck behind me, he about found the rear end of the truck.
Never even saw the deer. You probably just thought your brake checked him, right?
But needs to back off, that's for sure. He's way too close. Going, since my adrenaline's up already.
Things going pretty well. It's kind of uneventful right now. And I got plenty of fuel, so I'm in good shape.
I'm getting fuel yesterday myself.
89 down here at UT, and I got it for 244 over in Spartanburg.
They're all over the place right now with fuel.
Went out for a few parts this morning.
Well, you gotta go get parts, Home Depot or Granger or someplace like that.
Home Depot should have, I got some roofing tin they're supposed to have pulled for me. And then I got to get over to a place called Polar. They do all kinds of parts and accessories like for tanker trucks and that. And I need some gaskets for some cam lock fittings.
That place, my APRS beacon, gotcha.
Polar. They do a bunch of stuff for tanker trucks.
You never know what's around down here, do you?
It's a special fitting that's, you know, having to do with hoses and cam locks for, like, tanker trucks and everything. They usually have it.
Those just hooking up to the trucks, or y'all using them inside the building for something?
The ones I need are for the 2-inch size, and we use those mostly inside the building, but sometimes for the trucks and that. There's a lot of various length, you know, hoses with the cam lock fittings on each end and that. So my regular supplier, for whatever reason, is way behind on getting me some gaskets, so I gotta go get some. Sometimes the materials that we run, you know, takes its toll on the gaskets pretty quick.
That, I'm sure it does. Amazing how chemicals will interact with rubber and other sealant materials.
It's in 4AZ.
Dude, David was on here asking about you earlier. Maybe he's out there listening in the background.
Good morning, dude. Hope your morning's going well. KN4 GFW.
It is. Thank you much. Yeah, where's David? I was asking about him the other day.
KF4NXY, how you doing?
Looking Patrick about you, I don't know, maybe the weekend or something when I was on here last. I hadn't heard from you in a while. But good to hear you, and glad everybody's doing good out there.
Doing pretty good here. I got the generator set up over here. Got a full tank of gas, propane, whatever, and I don't know if they've actually tested the thing yet or not. I was out and about yesterday when they come by, so I didn't really get to talk to the wife too much about it. But anyway, I'll catch up with you in a little bit on all that, and kick it back to the guys out in the mobile. KF4NXY.
Well, that's good. You get, if the green light's on, it's ready to go. Man, I missed mine a couple weeks ago, but yesterday I was out there. I was watching it 1:30. Bam, it clicked on. Got to see it run for about 7-8 minutes, something like that. But anyway, all right, pick it up there, Kenny.
Good morning, David. I saw where the letter came out from the FCC about getting rid of a bunch of useless regulations and that, and they were speculating they didn't know how it would affect the ham bands.
Regulations, I missed this.
Generic letter that came out that this, as far as FCC rules on, I don't know if it was TV or what it was, but it was, you know, they wanted to get rid of and unburden everything, you know, so companies could prosper and that. So they were just speculating. They didn't know if it would affect the ham bands or not.
Take some frequencies.
Like I said, it was just a generic letter that said, you know, basically said something was going to happen, but they didn't say what.
But businesses, it's usually going to take frequencies from us.
KH, morning, guys.
KL4HGX here.
Good morning, Marshall. KN4TFW.
Hey, Marshall, N4AZ.
Good morning, Andrew. Happy Friday Eve.
4A's Eddie.
74MKH. Hope everybody's doing all right on this Friday Eve. Golly, I'm ready for tomorrow. I was ready to sleep in. Y'all go ahead.
I got something might interest you. I am building a P-82. Whichever one. They did both. I made one of them, one of the little Mustangs out of carbon fiber, too, the wings and stuff.
That is the model?
Yeah, the, you know, the, I don't know if you remember or not, but the old Mustang that Comet made in the 50s, it had a little pull starter on it, you know. Fuselage Mustang is what I'm doing now. I made two fuselages and I made a wing master, and then I got to make molds off of it. But anyway, in 4A's Eddie.
I'd like to see that when you're done with.
Patrick, if you got away, he can show you the pictures that I've got, you know, mocking it up, you know.
Along KL4HGX.
Long and I hit the button and it went to another frequency.
Coffee.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, it's got 2049s on it, is what it's going to have.
Unique.
Let's go, but if we get this good weather, I probably won't work on it. I'll be fooling around outside and stuff. But anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. N4A's Eddie.
I'm with you. I was weekend 9, but I don't know. I think my wife was telling me it was going to rain. I hope she was wrong.
Until later Saturday night. Rain later this evening, but it's a slight one.
Yeah, Chris Justice was hyping up some storms we were getting this weekend, so who knows with him.
I can hardly stand to watch it when something's storms come and he gets all wound up, and it's always generalities. It may rain, but it may not, but it may hit us, but it might not. It might be a lot, but it might be just a little bit. It might be sunshine. It's like, really? He just throws everything out there. It's going to have some kind of weather. That's the only thing you can count on.
Folks.
Oh, I hope this weekend's like his snow predictions, though.
I met another ham from Penrose the other day.
Patrick.
Ahead of me, there was something he just clammed up, didn't he?
Not right there at the QT, grab him a drink.
That's biscuit.
Not gonna tell us. And he's not gonna tell us. Your little thing.
It's Gex. I hear you, bunch.
Yep.
Drink at the QT, though.
Stop and deal with the traffic later.
Traffic today.
I met another ham from Penrose day before yesterday on the D-Star repeater. That was some guy named Rich, KG4EHV. Do you know him? 5100, and he was trying to get on the D-Star repeater up there off Bear Wallow, and I think that repeater's got a few problems, but we did manage to talk a couple of days, different days.
I've never even tried to hit that repeater, even though I have the radio for it.
I've been experimenting with it quite a bit, but you know, we can see each other on there and repeater responds, but we don't hear each other talk most of the time. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. So trying to get hold of the repeater owner, and they're going in through the technical side. The guy's supposed to be responsible for keeping it up and all, and we'll see what's going on and get it straightened out eventually.
Well, I'll have to see if I can hear anything on that. Honestly, I give up on D-Star years ago. I found it to be too troublesome. So, just tired of messing with it.
I had my D-Star ID since 2010, and it was a lot harder back then, the years ago stuff, you said. But with the 5100s, it's really pretty easy.
I have to program your radio up for it and see if I can get into it. But, like I said, 5 years ago now, but when I got my ID and was trying to get in there with the 5100, I give up on it because I didn't have anybody to ask about it, for one, and the information that was out there was very hard to understand.
And that, I was fighting problems for a couple days there with my 5100, trying to figure out, am I doing something wrong, or is there a problem on the repeater? And I think we finally decided there's the repeater's got some kind of problem, not sure what. But it's kind of tough when you don't have anybody to ask. You don't know whether you're screwed up or the other end is screwed up. But, you know, all you got to do really is when the GPS has got a fix, you go in and pick the repeater nearest you, click on it, or touch it, and it'll do all the setup for you. And all you really got to do pretty much is just push the button to talk, just like with an analog.
That KO4HKX. Somebody else pick it up. I'll have to give it a try, though, Marshall.
About airplanes now.
Well,
getting those, or are you just cutting up the Kevlar and stuff to do it yourself or whatever?
Yeah, that way. Just I'm making, taking the parts and I'm copying actually an airplane, taking the parts and making molds off of it where I can do the molds, you know, make parts that way. That's what gave me the idea of the twin Mustang, because I can make all the parts now. So I said, shoot, I'm going to make a two fuselage Mustang.
I didn't know they did that on the Mustang. That's not what they called the P-38, was it?
P-38, that was the Lightning. That was this one debuted at the end of World War II, I think 47, when they finally finished it. It fought in Korea. It was faster than the P-38. You know, the P-38 had two booms and one cockpit in the center. This one actually had two full fuselages. F-82. Did you look?
Never. Like I say, I was out and about a good bit of the day yesterday, and I was pretty tired when I came in. I just went straight to bed.
It is on. You're ready for a thunderstorm and a power outage.
I'll definitely have to check that thing out. You know, you're talking about, you know, putting the airplanes together. My newest little hobby project I've kind of gotten into is doing up some small solar-powered systems. I've got a few inverters and solar panels and that kind of stuff. I'll make a few of them and see what I can do with that.
Sound like fun, too.
It's kind of fun. I've got a couple of the lithium-ion batteries. They're trolling motor-type batteries. They really didn't cost any more than a deep-cycle marine battery. You know, kind of got them on sale off of Amazon, so I got two of them, and I've got a bunch of regular car batteries around here that I could, put some of the solar panels onto to charge them up. So, yeah, give me something to pass the time with.
40, or are you staying 120, what?
120. The thing that some people do is go from 12 volt to a different voltage, like 48 volt. There's benefits of wiring stuff up that way. You don't have to use as heavy a wiring and everything, and it's cheaper along them lines. But I'm just kind of doing everything up 12 volt and the inverter's coming out with 110.
48 volt.
There's a whole bunch of YouTube videos on it, and that's kind of what I've been looking at, beginner guides to solar power, a lot of different thoughts on it. Mostly everybody that I've seen, be sure you put plenty of fuses in line, because with the solar power, it kind of fluctuates, and you could wind up overheating something, and so kind of got to be careful with it to some extent, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun to play with.
I messed with that before, but hope you success on it.
Well, that way, if you go camping or something and you're out somewhere where there's absolutely, no source of power, you can at least run you some lights and a hot plate and, a few other little things. Anyway, we'll let some of them get back to some of the rest of them. They might be about destinated at work, so KF4NXY.
N4AZE.
Project to learn some stuff on.
Next winter when I get cooped up.
Time for me. I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot. I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Enjoy your day, and y'all be safe out there on the road. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
3, Andrew. Have a great day out there. KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
4AZE.
Just stay safe. W4MKH.
Andrew, KF4NXY, and I'm getting out of here now to get ready for my day. Talk to y'all later.
Have a good day, Miss Murray, and be careful out there. KO4HX.
7-3, David. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
How's your knee?
I went to the doctor last week, last Friday. My general doctor, he referred me to the specialist. I was supposed to go there this Friday, but they called and moved my appointment to Monday. So I'll be going Monday.
Wondering.
See what happens.
I'll recommend some. It doesn't matter. You know, you could take a brand new car and run the odometer up on it and take it to another dealership, and they find all kind of stuff wrong with it.
Unfortunately, that's the truth. And if they don't, they want to put you some add-ons with the automotive side of things, and they'll send you home with some little prescriptions from the doctor.
They're doctor buddies. That's what they do. They try to do that with us, the Medicare. You go, well, listen, I want to send you to such and such and let him look at so and so, and of course you go do that, and then he'll have his buddy. I'm going to send you to so and so, and he's going to take care of look at this. And they get you in what I call it the death circle, where you every couple of weeks you're going to be going to a doctor for something, Washington.
Fortunately, that seems like the driving factor for pretty much everything anymore is the dollar. We've lost our compassion and humanity in the search of that.
It's Medicare. You know, they get the Medicare. They know what they can get on Medicare. You can have so many visits, and they're going to use that up. You know, it doesn't matter. I had to do my Medicare physical yesterday. You ever heard of that?
Not yet. I'm not that old, so I got a little ways.
I mean, I'm sure Marshall's aware of it, but anyway, it's funny. A Medicare physical, they ask you questions. You know, it's not really a physical. They might ask you to draw a clock that says 4:30 or something. But yesterday, they started talking. They said, "I'm going to give you three words to remember, and I'm going to ask you what they are, and if they're checking you for dementia." And then they go on asking you questions, you know, and everything is asking me, you know, you taking your vitamins? Yeah. You feeling good? Yeah. Everything, yeah, I'm answering, yeah, yeah. And then she finally says, the three words I gave you, do you remember what they were? And I said, what three words? The look on that woman's face was a classic. I let her off the hook. I gave her the words. I said, I just play it with you. Anyway, she was laughing out the door. She couldn't talk.
I'm glad she was laughing, but she could have put you in that little rubber room.
I was going to let her off the hook. I did, but it was funny. You know, I know she was sitting there thinking, I'm sitting here talking to somebody who's completely normal, and then out of the blue, here comes Twilight Zone. And I just thought it cracked me up too, with just a look on her face. And she said, you'd be surprised at the people that can't remember. It's for dementia is what it's for.
And so, like I said, I got a few years. I just turned 50 in May, so I got a little ways to go. Not too far, though.
Medicare or, you know, retirement or anything, ask them about the Medicare physical. They'll tell you about it.
Okay, I'll turn 69 on the 27th.
10th.
The daughter that's on the 5th.
Half of May. Medicare physical then, Marshall?
Nope, I haven't done one, but I am very familiar with dementia. My mother had it, and my mother-in-law had it. We went through a couple of memory units with her. You know, they both died back about 2020, 2021, that time frame. So I am very familiar with that stuff.
You're retired, aren't you, doing Social Security?
Yep, so far nobody's mentioned that to me, and I stay away from doctors as much as I can. I'm looking for a doctor now, and because I need to, my doctor down in Florida decided to retire after 120 years in the business, and so I got to find somebody for my blood pressure meds up this way. But he was the only doctor I liked going to, Dr. Gandhi. He was a character, and he really enjoyed his work. It's hard to get to see him, though, because he spent so much time in the hospital doing stents and things like that. But cause he loved his work. After he put my stents in back in 2015, I guess, or 2014, he went out and got my wife out of waiting room, brought her in there, and was showing off his handiwork on me.
Medicare, right?
So far, I don't go to the doctors much. I'm in pretty good shape. So I haven't had any reason to be doing a bunch of doctor stuff. So I haven't messed a whole lot with Medicare.
When they realize that you're not doing it and the money's there, it's coming.
I saw that back during the COVID things, too, when they would want to do things like, well, if you just take the COVID test, your visit will be free today. Because they knew they were getting big money for giving you a COVID test, even though you didn't have COVID.
Pays everything, so, and the doctors know their limit, what they can use, and they'll usually do it. I'm surprised they hadn't done it yet.
Really surprised at this whole medical stuff. I mean, they'll come out there and you'll get a bill for $120,000, and here's Medicaid said they paid $872 on it. Why, if you know that Medicaid's going to pay $872, would you charge somebody $120,000? Seems like there's a lot of accounts receivable out there that's never getting paid on your books.
Let me jump in here and clear out, guys. Y'all have a great day. I'm my first stop and getting ready to have customers. KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
7-3, Patrick. Be safe out there in Greer. KN4TFW.
Have a safe one, N4AZ.
Keep me safe, bro. W4MKX.
Back out, too. I'm gonna see what's going on in the news here, what I may have missed. Y'all have a good one. Whoever is left out there, enjoyed it. Catch y'all next time. N4AZ.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.
W4MKX.
I'm going to say 7-3. I'm turning down the road to the gate now. So you have an awesome day. Be safe out there, and I'll catch you maybe in the morning. KN4TFW.
Be safe out there, too. We'll talk to you on another morning here. W4MKH back to listening and playing on the internet.